All right, here we go. The final part, man. We're gonna start this thing over. So say it again. What are we going with the? What was the question? No, what was the statement about maturity?
Oh, gotcha. Okay, so biblical literacy does not equal spiritual maturity, right?
Got it. Yeah.
Sounds very simple.
Yeah.
And you think most adults would catch those concepts, right? You just Google the words and you just put No, they had people arguing back and forth on Facebook about this, and it's just, I don't get it. But basically it's saying that just because you read the Bible, just because you learned a couple of scriptures, don't make you holier than thou, doesn't make you more spiritual than the next person. It's the actual walk, it's the actual practice that makes you a spiritual being. That's what actually increases spiritual maturity. And not always arguing either, because something that I think is spiritually immature, I ain't gonna lie, is that when people think that their religion is like the only one that's right and everybody else is wrong, even though there's over 4,000 religions, like the audacity of us to think that ours is the only one right and everybody else is going to hell, it blows my mind.
It's crazy.
And my thing is, the Bible contradicts it. So that's another reason why I'm like, y'all won't get more references like to do this whole life thing by? But nope, some people is okay with a part of a thousands and thousands. I think it's been like rewritten over thousands of times as well.
Let's go with some stats. How many denominations are there in Christianity? There are more than 45,000 globally.
How many ways can you like serve the same God?
Hey, Crip, Blood, GD, Folk Nation. That's what they doing, okay?
They banging Christianity around here.
Mason, Rosicrucian, Methodist, Baptist, Apostolic, Lutheran, Presbyterian, Pentecostal. Claim, allegedly, out of 7 billion, they're claiming there are 2 billion Christians. I don't believe that, but in the breakdown here that I'm seeing online, they're saying that part of the world religion percentages, it's 21% Muslims, 33% Christians, ironically, 33%. Hindus, 13%, Buddhists, 5.8%. Other religions, whatever the hell that means, I guess Satanism or whatever, witchcraft, other things, 12.48%, and non-religious, atheists, agnostics is 14%. So if you put those two together, that is going to come to a grand total of 26. So other religions and non-religion comprise close to almost 30%. Christians is 33%. Muslims is 20-something percent. And then about 18% for the Far East of Hindu and Buddhist. There's really only 3 religions. Maybe 4. And the grand
scheme. One of them went around the world slaughtering people in Christian crusades because they weren't Christians.
But Catholic ain't even in this. So it's Catholic Christians or Catholic Catholic?
I think Catholic is Christians. I think actually that's where Christianity came from. Let me check my little reference real quick.
Or is Catholic voodoo?
I don't think Catholic is. You say voodoo or hoodoo?
Voodoo, hoodoo.
I think that all these spirit or all these religious systems use the same concepts.
Yeah.
But they just represent it differently. Like it's the same thing: the Jesus versus the devil, the superhero versus the villain, the higher versus the lower self. To me, it's all the same story. Just depending on where you're geographically located and depend on your family and what they believed in is going to dictate what you believe in. If I come from somewhere that I never heard about, if I never heard Jesus or I never heard the Bible, that don't mean I'm going to go to hell. That don't mean I'm worse than anybody else. But a lot of us don't understand that our religious perspective has to do with a lot of our geographic location.
Interesting.
More or less what we want to believe in.
Yeah, interesting enough, in the main lines of this story on the monotheistic look at it, they're saying Catholic comprised of 1 billion, which I'm going to say Catholic is a big gang. I ain't going to even lie.
Oh, that's a big gang. They didn't even. Vatican.
And I was just keeping this in mind. They didn't throw Judaism in there as a separate part of their pie, but Christianity, as they break it down, Pope's authority is apocrypha. But apocrypha is not in the Bible. Purgatory and sacraments. Now, I ain't even really trying to hold you on that, but anyways, the Bible in the first century is just basically talking about the oppression of people. The colonists from England carried that into the first century and added it into white supremacy and Europeanism in the form of Christianity from what we know.
I think it's just a tool for control, really, because you had a point where people couldn't even read the Bible. Like, a lot of people were illiterate, but they still were paying tithes and going to these churches. And even people were even going to church. At the Art Institute, they were talking about like how in earlier days, some people were illiterate. So they would go to these churches and they purposely put money into making these cathedrals like big and beautiful to draw these crowds in, to sell them this idea of heaven and this fear of hell. And sometimes these people will go sit and they didn't even speak the language that the person was preaching in. But that goes to show you how fear can really keep us shackled or attached to ideals that don't even serve us. They were selling tickets to heaven at some point. Like,
so you're saying church was like a Michael Jackson concert overseas.
Right. They just there to feel the vibe. They just like, but I think a lot of people go to church out of fear. They're like, but what if I don't believe in Jesus? Like, what if you come back tomorrow and I go to hell? Like, what? And it's like, you're gonna live your whole life with what ifs. Since I've been born, them elders been telling me it's the end of the world by the end, tomorrow. This is just since I was born. So if I would have listened to them, I would have wasted 2 decades. Like you were talking about earlier, in your 20s is grind. You grind in your 20s, building your 30s, chilling your 40s. That's where I'm at, you know what I'm saying? So if I believe that the world is going to end and it's so horrible and I'm so fearful of sinning, I'm so fearful of hell, I can't properly plan because I'm scared that I might do the wrong thing or say the wrong thing. And a lot of us, I think, get caught up in religion and Christianity because of fear. But off subject, I found out there's this one religion. It's called the Flying Spaghetti Monster. The Flying Spaghetti Monster. I think that's the name of it. But that's even a religion. Like, people understand what it is. Like, it doesn't even... Dungeons you can create your own religion.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it's fairy tales. Like, when somebody starts telling me, like, if I'm talking about I have a real life problem, and somebody starts telling me what somebody did in the Bible, I automatically be like, bruh, please do not tell me your fairy tale stories and the invisible people that y'all believe. That's imaginary. Like, I have real problems. Like, please don't tell me what Paul, nobody did, because y'all can't find none of them bones, none of them people. So, like, just stop. And people interpret it in so many different ways. It's just, it's crazy.
Now, you know, we're going to hurt some people's feelings with this dialogue, but it goes without saying. I've already had a show is, where the hell is Jesus buried at? We brought up this, it was something the other day. But then again, it alluded back to it doesn't exist on Earth. So why are we so caught up in the process of it? But again, I'm about to plug somebody, man. Jeremiah Camara, Camara. Y'all look him up for yourself. He's a filmmaker who has released some intriguing introspectives on his thought of religion and the viewpoints. Again, there was no concept of race in the Bible that was clearly identified. We just take the interpretations themselves. And I ain't taking no shots at the Israelites, but I'm taking shots at the Israelites. Why we go so hard at it? I'm saying this right. They go so hard in theory and what they think they know. And I get it. So they say Yahshua versus Jesus because J didn't exist. Cool. I ain't knocking that. But y'all only banging on us like gangbanging. Banging on us.
One was on my page the other day, like going back and forth, like trying to create a fake debate. like so aggressively too. Like, bro, calm down. Like, this ain't even, there is no smoke here. Like, you're literally trying to like light a fire, like light a smoke. Like, this dude was like trying to just go back in front of him. Like, bro, you're so like combative that we can't even have a healthy meeting of the minds.
Yeah.
Because you're so like trying to combat, trying to prove something right or prove somebody wrong. Like, oh my gosh. I had a bad encounter with somebody like that the other day.
Here's a catch 22. And again, I know some are gonna take it as slight, but you know what I'm saying? Y'all changing y'all names to Israel, Judah, and all these places that some of y'all ain't even got no passport to go. So how the hell y'all switching y'all name to all these places that you have no desire to go because you don't have a passport? But and again, two part. Why am I not seeing these purple shirts in Israel in the streets of Tel Aviv? Y'all don't
say they banging. That's what it, everybody wants something to belong to, and nobody wants. Well, I won't say nobody. But a lot of people don't take accountability for their own spiritual wellness. So they go, when they're feeling hopeless, that's the best time for the church or whoever to pull them on in, right? Because you're weak now, come on in. But being accountable for our own spiritual wellness, we take out that intercessor and we go through our journey to connect to source ourselves. So a lot of us just want to be a part of something because, like I said, we're tribal people and they understand that about us. Like a child, a Black child failing in the school system is on purpose. They have done a whole bunch of research about the psychology of a Black child, like extensively. There's books on specifically the psychology of a Black child. So for a Black child to be failing in any aspect of the education system, and y'all understand their psychology, y'all studied this shit for years and years, for decades and decades, and for them to still be failing, that shit is on purpose.
The Germans. The Germans are the study of the brain. They did a lot of study of the brain. So it went, if you want to say Kemet, you want to say Kemet, Egyptology. Yeah, I know they're going to say white man. Well, so we're going to say Kemet, train the Greek, and the Romans.
I'm say they're trying to, it's just their ways of controlling history, AKA his story. And because they ain't got no American Egyptology and tologists and no Mexicanologists and all that other stuff. But I was going to say Egyptology. That's because Egypt... Oh no, he's got a guy.